up next, we have DCN staff writer Don Wall's interview with Jason Markhart, who's the Vice President of Strategic Development for Marquette Mechanical. He spoke on building a virtual lean culture at Markhart Mechanical with two colleagues along for the ride at the Lean Construction Institute of Canada conference, which was held in Montreal just a couple weeks ago. So here's that interview.
This feature interview is brought to you by the Greater Toronto Sewer and Water Main Contractors Association, building water and sewer infrastructure excellence since 1957.
Absolutely, there are trade-offs, and if I have to choose, I would err on the side of the paper and traditional, because I guess what I was trying to allude to is you have to build the spirit before you can build the app. And that was when I was saying that we had stuff off the shelf and it wasn't meeting our needs, it's because we had to use them with our process in mind. So by developing our process and an app that supports it, we develop that behavior and commitment. So, and then I'm able to get traceability afterwards. But if I build a system completely around technology for checking boxes and I don't, then it doesn't match the behavior, then all I'm getting is garbage in, garbage out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's, and this is, and I've done this before, told people as a coach in the past, you know, don't focus on technology to solve. It's just an enabler. And that's, so that's what we try and focus on. And is that it's, you know, we need to focus on a process and what behaviors we're trying to drive. And then if we can use technology to enable that, and it's not going to hurt our, it's going to be adopted, right, by our people. Because the last thing I want to do is make our field staff, you know, inefficient, then let's do it.
You mentioned the conversations that you have that lead to solving problems, so those are invaluable, and it seems to be they only work around, you know, moving the stickers around. That's neat.
So I like to think that we have a pretty open environment, and that's hard because construction industry historically has been very, like, almost like dictatorship in the way it's run, right? Like, thou shalt do this, and you work for me, and I don't really want to hear about that. But that's, you know, then you only have one person's point of view as opposed to everyone else. So being open to the conversations, and someone like Jeff, like those two guys up there, are, if you would have asked me 2 years ago, there's no way I would have brought them to here, because they were probably my last detractors, even if you would. But because of, you know, the commitment to the process, and when they had a problem with it, trying to develop a solution, and having their input on those solutions, I think that's won them and a lot of the people over in the organization who are kind of that tipping point, right, of undecided.
Yeah, it's got to be run right, I guess. Like, I mean, like those timed meetings, and you can't be wasting time. I think earlier somebody said, well, you know, somebody's time is 80% of time is spent in meetings, and it has to be good proof that it's efficient.
Yeah, and we need to eliminate other conversations. And again, that's hard to quantify, but something about being able, in any organization I've worked in, being able to count on that I'm going to talk to my boss and have an opportunity to air an issue. What'll happen is that gives me 24 hours to figure it out myself, and half the emails aren't generated as a result because they work it out themselves, and if not, I can hand it off at that point in time. So I'm eliminating all this background noise in these tiered meetings by having them. But yeah, there's got to be the respect for time where we end it when it is, and it's, I got to tell myself once in a while, like, okay, a minute or two maybe, but you know, you expand that by how many people are in there, you can't run over it. It adds up, and there's always tomorrow. That's the good thing is, you know, in some of these meetings, well, when am I going to get all these people together? It's going to take me a month to do it. No, I have tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Great.
So can it wait?
Okay. One more thing. Okay, so the measurables, you know, of the various ways you're measuring success, and I know there was another session, but, you know, is the, you know, the dollar value, like the profitability of some of these steps, that's got to be the business case for them. You know, like, are you able to point to those?
And well, here's the way I look at it, and I could tell you an anecdote, but it would take some time of another experience of how I learned this. But if I'm focusing on the dollars, it's too late. So we focus on the process that's going to drive the dollar. I don't really, what's my percent complete on a project? That's like telling the weather. That's what I did last week. So we try and focus on the standard work of what a foreman's supposed to do to drive success. And we think if we force them or encourage them or coach them how to plan better, then they'll plan better. And if we are, have you executed, then they'll execute better. So we try and be more proactive when the financials file themselves.
And you know a project's done well. That's all. That's what you ask for.
Yeah, I mean, and we haven't had an issue with so far lately of anything being late because of this. In fact, quite the opposite, where we'll get pulled by people to work on projects because of our ability to deliver in difficult environments or situations. Yeah. So it's been all positive from a customer response perspective for us. Yeah. So that I can quantify is that we get phone calls and we get leads and activities and pulled into things that we couldn't have done before.
Yeah.
But, weren't likely to call.